I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to Project Loving Myself Podcast, a well-being podcast that shares stories of self-love, mental fortitude, and self-discovery. Hosted by life designer and well-being coach, Sanaya Gurnamal.
Hi, I'm Sanaya Gurnamal, and this is the Project Loving Myself Podcast. Join me each week as we navigate through aha moments, new ideas, and flashes of insight from candid conversations that inspire you to get started on your own project of loving yourself. Because the most important relationship you will ever have is the relationship that you have with yourself. You matter.
This is Project Loving Myself.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Today's episode is all about all those moments where love feels more like a battlefield than a safe sanctuary. Have you ever found yourself thinking, love is hard? It is so damn painful. Relationships are so stressful. I'm so done with this. If you have, trust me, you're not alone. I know that I thought those very words so many times in my past, and I've heard so many of my friends repeat them back to me. Over the past 15 years, I've had the privilege of working with incredible people. And one common thread that runs through all their stories is the struggle with love and relationships. Whether it's disappointment, betrayal, feeling unloved, or just plain loneliness, there are countless ways in which love challenges us. So whether you're single and searching for that special someone or in a relationship that feels more like a war zone than a partnership, my goal today is to help you gain clarity on why love can feel like such a struggle for you. So I'm going to lay it down straight, and I want you to keep an open mind, stay curious, and allow yourself to recognize that perhaps, just maybe, you've been creating some of the hardships in your own life. The ones that feel like it's life doing it to you or it's everybody else but you. Well, you might, just might, find that you've been creating the problems in your own life. Now let's dive into the five common reasons why love feels more stressful than safe. Reason number one, baggage from the past. You know the feeling of carrying around a heavy backpack filled with old memories and pain? Yeah, that's what unresolved past trauma and limiting beliefs feel like. Whether it's heartbreak, trust issues, or other traumas, these emotional scars can linger long after the wounds have healed. Maybe you find yourself stuck in a cycle of regret, constantly replaying the shoulda, coulda, would've. Or perhaps you've become victim to your own story, asking yourself over and over again, why me? Why is this happening to me again? Whatever it is, until we unpack the baggage and confront these old wounds, we'll continue to be held back from experiencing the love and connection we deserve. And when we keep carrying around the baggage of our past, we can't trust others. We feel afraid. We expect that our trust will be broken again, and we want to protect ourselves from those things. We anticipate pain, even when it is only a fragment of a memory that is hanging over our head and keeps us in the state of fear. We make decisions from fear, and we close our heart, overreacting or responding from trying to protect ourselves instead of being our true, authentic selves. Do you relate? Yeah, I know. You probably recognize how sometimes you do things to avoid pain instead of allowing yourself to truly receive love. It's like building a fortress around our hearts, convinced that it's the only way to protect ourselves from further harm. But in reality, all we're doing is closing ourselves off from the possibility of experiencing love in its purest form. So it's time to tear down those walls, break free from the shackles of fear, and open ourselves up to the beautiful and transformative power of love. Reason number two, fear of getting hurt. Now let's talk about fear. That sneaky little voice in our head that tells us we're not good enough, that we'll never find love, or that we're better off alone. Sound familiar? Yeah, I thought so. Fear can be a real buzzkill when it comes to matters of the heart, especially if we've been hurt before. But here's the truth. Love requires vulnerability, and vulnerability requires courage. It's about taking a leap of faith, even when it feels scary as hell. When you've been hurt before, especially by someone close to you, such as a parent or a sibling, it can deeply influence your beliefs about love. If someone you trusted and loved could have caused you so much pain, it's natural to wonder if anyone else is capable of truly loving you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I've seen this firsthand in my work, like with one client who stayed single well into her 30s due to the painful relationship that she had with her brother. Her relationship with her brother became her expectation of how all men would treat her, even though that makes no logical sense. Consequently, she found herself constantly disappointed and hurt in her relationships, mirroring her relationship with her brother. This pattern of projecting our past pain into our present relationships is common, shaping both our positive and negative expectations of love. But here's the thing. The only way to overcome this fear is to confront it head on. We have to show our fear that we aren't afraid of it, that we're ready to break free from the patterns of our past, that we're ready to conquer and go through that fear, coming out on the other side of that tunnel. But it's also about doing the inner healing work to ensure we're not simply repeating the same mistakes over and over again. So commit to silencing the fear, stepping out of our comfort zones, and opening ourselves up to the possibility of a love that stops just being a rinse and repeat from our past. Reason number three, the perfection trap. Now we talk about holding unrealistic expectations and standards that no one can reach. Have you done that before? Of course, it's totally natural to have high standards and to know what we want in a partner. We all want the best for ourselves. But here's the thing. When those standards become unrealistic or overly rigid, they can actually get in our way of finding love. When we set up high expectations or these unrealistic standards that no one can reach, we're not just protecting ourselves from disappointment, we're also closing ourselves to the possibility of love. It's like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole, It just doesn't work. I found that when we set these high expectations or unrealistic standards of others that we know they cannot meet, we often have a commitment issue and we're trying to protect ourselves from the anticipated pain of love. It's like using high expectations as a shield, a way to deflect blame from ourselves and put it onto others. But setting impossible standards, we just create a convenient excuse that it's not me, it's them. But in reality, we're avoiding the responsibility of facing our own pain and fears. Instead of taking accountability for the breakdowns and failures in our relationships, we project them onto others. Does that seem like something you might have done in the past? I can tell you that I did it quite a few times. If so, it's time to take a step back and reassess our expectations. We need to be curious about, why are we setting up others to fail? Are we sabotaging our own journey to love? Are we rejecting the love that's available to us because it just doesn't meet our unrealistic standards that we just made up to keep ourselves safe? When we accept our role in our relationship struggles and we commit to doing the healing work, perhaps with the help, the direction and guidance of someone who can help us release those blocks, then we open ourselves up to a beautiful possibility of an authentic love and connection with someone special. Reason number four, lack of self-love and low self-worth. Now let's talk about the most important relationship of all, the one we have with ourselves. You see, if we don't love ourselves and we don't value ourselves, it's going to be pretty darn hard to attract someone who actually does. It's like trying to build a house on a shaky foundation. It's only a matter of time before the whole thing comes crashing down. I spent years searching for someone to love me, only to realize that the person who had to love me was myself. It wasn't until I embarked on my own Project Loving Myself adventure of self-discovery that I realized that the love I was seeking from others could only be truly found within myself. And you know what happened when I started to love myself? I no longer felt this desperate need or craving for external validation. I didn't need someone to fill in all my voids because I was already whole and complete on my own. I became enough for myself, and that was the most powerful realization. When I stopped chasing after love and started focusing on loving myself, something else incredible happened. Love started flowing into my life from every direction. It was as if the universe responded to my newfound sense of worth and confidence. And let me tell you, it was the most spectacular thing to experience. When you learn to love yourself unconditionally, you become a magnet for love in all its forms. It's a beautiful transformation that begins with recognizing your own worth and embracing the love that already resides within you. So let's start by practicing a little self-love and self-care. Let's treat ourselves with the kindness, compassion, and respect that you deserve. Because when we learn to love ourselves unconditionally, we create the space for someone else to do the same. Reason number five, it feels impossible to connect. Let's address the challenges of finding connection in our fast-paced world. Between the demands of work, family obligations, and a never-ending to-do list, it's no wonder that carving out time for meaningful connections can feel like an uphill battle. But here's the truth. Love has a funny way of finding us when we least expect it, often in the most unexpected of places. Take my student, for example. She was struggling to feel loved and appreciated by her partner until they adopted a dog. Suddenly, she found a new source of unconditional love and companionship, which eased the pressure on her relationship to make her feel complete. The lesson here is that love comes in many shapes and forms. Whether it's the companionship of a furry pet, the support of a close friend, or the warmth of a romantic partner. The universe has a way of delivering love when we need it most. So let's remain open to new experiences, step out of our comfort zones, and embrace the adventure of love in all its beautiful forms. After all, you never know where love may be waiting to find you. Well, my dear listener, we've journeyed through the depths of love's struggles. We've explored the five common reasons why it can feel more of a source of stress than a safe sanctuary. And I've given you some strategies and tools to stop being afraid of love and start opening your heart to it. From unpacking past traumas to confronting our fears and our unrealistic expectations, we've peeled back the layers to reveal the underlying challenges that may be getting in our way of experiencing love wholly and completely. As we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to take a moment to reflect on the insights we've uncovered. Have any of these reasons resonated with you? Or do you see aspects of your own journey reflected in some of the stories that I've shared? I invite you to share your thoughts, experiences, and favorite takeaways on your socials. Tag me on @ProjectLovingMyselfPodcast and tag me too @SanayaGurnimal if you got any aha moments from today's episode. Feel free to DM me too. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for future episodes filled with more insights, inspiration, and practical tips to navigate the complexities of love and relationships. Isn't this fun? Share this podcast with your friends, family, or anyone else who might need some of that real talk that you get here. As we part ways, I leave you with a quote from Rumi. "Your task is not to seek love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it." If you're curious about the barriers and walls around your heart that are keeping you from experiencing the love that you deserve, book a Love Blocks breakthrough session with me. Whether you're single, married, or in a relationship, we can seek and dismantle those barriers that are keeping you from the kind of love that would make your heart flutter with excitement, the kind of love that would make you feel safe, and the kind of love that would make you feel supported and loved the way you truly deserve. Book now on bit.ly/loveblocksbreakthrough or check out the link in the episode description. As you go forward, embrace the journey of self-awareness, open your heart to the possibilities, and may love always find its way to you. Until next time, take care and remember, you are loved.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.